feel the Lord. And I've been running. I say I've been running for the Lord to see my crown, to get my crown. I got all kinds of people over there. I got a mother over there. I got a grandmama over there.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on K-A-Y-T-F-M 88.1. Johnson Temple is located on 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As you listen to this morning's broadcast, please know that God truly has a blessing in store for you, as sung by the Johnson Temple Choir on their CD recording, Magnify Him. In today's broadcast, you will hear two selections by national recording artist Dr. James Mabel Jr. from Houston, Texas, who will be our guest psalmist on Friday night, May the 5th at 7 o'clock p.m. to help us celebrate Pastor Maurice and First Lady Judy Johnson's 41st anniversary at Johnson Temple. Our other guest on that night will be Bishop Kirk Thompson, who will bring the Friday night message along with his singers from Houston, Texas. Following Dr. Mabel's selections will be an uplifting message entitled, I Believe, from one of the Johnson Temple Ministry Associates, Elder John Owens. If you desire more information about the church, please visit or follow us on Facebook. Additional information concerning the church is also provided at the end of this broadcast. May God forever bless and keep you is our prayer.
Praise him.
Come on, clap your hands. Come on and do your dance. Come on and do your dance. Rock like you love Jesus. Rock like you love Jesus. Come on, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise.
Today, I want you to turn with me to St. John, the 20th chapter, and we'll read from the 25th through the 29th. My sisters, I'm so sorry that I got that title and theme a little bit later, but we're going to tie this thing in because it works right online. Amen. 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 So, John, the 20th chapter, starting at the 25th. Through the 29th. I just couldn't turn this thing loose about the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. I had to talk about it just a little bit longer. You know how you're having a party. You don't want to leave the party. You know, I just want to stay in this sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for you and I. Amen. And it said, the other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my fingers in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciple was within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hands and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. But listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said unto them, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed, hallelujah, that's where we step in there now. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Do I have a believer in this house? Hallelujah. I don't know about you today, but I tell the Lord, Lord, I am a believer. Lord, I am a believer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Lord, I believe. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We were not there over 2,000 years ago when our Lord and Savior suffered on that cross. Jesus did not suffer. I just want you to know this morning, my sisters and brothers, that Jesus did not suffer on that cross because of any sin that he had committed. Hallelujah. He suffered on that cross for the sins of you and I and the whole world. I'm glad about that this morning. I'm glad that I didn't have to die on that cross for my sin. I'm glad that I had a substitute which was named Jesus. He died on that cross for you and I. Romans 5, 6, and 8 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died. For the ungodly, scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, perhaps, for a good man, some would even dare to die." But somebody said, "But God." But God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and I. We must be confident, hallelujah, in our hearts and mind that Jesus, we got to be confident in our hearts. That thing got to be in our heart that Jesus died for our sins. Glory to God. In our hearts and our mind that Jesus died for our sins and for the sins of the world, just like the Bible said. You know, some people want to change the word of God, but just like the word of God said that Jesus died, just the reason why he died, the Bible said, just like he said he did, that's what he did. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I'm so glad that Jesus died for my sin. Today, as we walk with the Lord, every step, I want you to hear that, every step is required of us to operate in the faith of God. Every step, you know, it gets hard, don't it? Sometimes it gets dark. Sometimes you don't quite understand why you are going through what you're going through. But my brothers and sisters, it requires faith every step of the way. We cannot waver in our faith. We cannot allow the devil to step in and tell us that God is not real. We got to have the faith of God. With that, like the scripture said, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to trust God every step of the way. In other words, we got to operate in faith of God. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, do I got any prayers in this house? Without faith, it is impossible. It didn't say it was hard. It didn't say it was difficult. But the Bible said it's impossible, hallelujah, to please God. For he that cometh to God must. Somebody said must. You must believe that he is. Woo! How many believe that he is? How many believe he's still sitting on the throne? How many believe that he did die? How many believe that he did rose from the grave on the third day morning? How many believe that he yet sitting on the right hand of Father, making intercession for you and I? Oh, glory to God. I believe the Bible said we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm seeking the Lord every day of my life. I'm calling on God every day of my life. Why? Because I am a believer. I believe that Jesus lived. Glory to God. I believe that Jesus lived, and because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Because he lived, there's hope is not gone. Glory to God. I can trust in him. I can depend on him. Is there anybody in this house that said, no matter what I'm going through, I can depend on God? Woo! I need somebody to witness with me today. I don't need but one or two that stand up and say, I am a believer in this house. I don't need but one or two that say, I am a believer in this house. I don't care what I've gone through. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care how dark it gets. I am a believer. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oftentimes in this life, faith in God is the only thing. I know I got some believers in this house about that. Faith in God is sometimes the only thing that we have to stand on. We can't stand on our mother. We can't stand on our father. We can't stand on our education. We can't stand on our money. We can't stand on our husband. We can't stand on our wife. Sometimes we can only stand on the trust and trust God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't depend on nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't, we have to say, sometimes we just have to say, I believe. In other words, I trust you, God. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know when you're going to do it, but I trust you, God. Is there anybody in this house that says, I don't know what you're doing, God, but I trust you, God. I trust you to make a way out of no way. I trust you to lean, that I can lean and depend on you, God. I trust you, God. Hallelujah. You know, oftentimes when I speak, I oftentimes love to refer back to Psalms 46 and 1, and it's one of my favorite scriptures. And the Lord, when the Lord allows me to preach, even when I'm going through difficult times, I always go back to Psalms 46 and 1. It says, David said, God is my refuge. That means that I have somebody that I can run to. Hallelujah, that's somewhere that I can hide when the weight of the world gets on my shoulder. He is my refuge. And David said in one scripture, he is my high tower. You know what that means? That means that somebody is on the top of the tower and they are looking out and they're seeing the enemy come. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't matter who coming, the Lord, it is the Lord that allows that thing to come into your life. And I want you to know that sometime when those things, the Lord see it coming from afar and he gets you ready. He prepares your heart and he strengthens your heart. And he said, this thing can come in because it's working for your good. Glory to God. You might not understand why it happened. You might not know why God opened the door and let it come in. But if you trust God. I know I'm speaking to somebody this morning. If you would just trust God, because if God opened the door and let it in, I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, he's able to take you through. Glory to God. Refuge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, he's my strength, a very present help in trouble. In other words, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. You know, this reminds me of a story that always been told a number of times about a young man that was going through some things, and he began to talk to the Lord, and he told the Lord, he said, you know what, God, he said, you know, when things are going good, I see two footsteps in the sand, and I just want to know that, you know, when things get hard, when things get heavy, when things get dark, you know, I recognize that there is only one footstep in the sand. And Jesus said to the man with a smooth, soft voice, you know what I'm talking about. Every now and then, God has to speak to you and tell you what's really going on. You might not know what's going on. You might not understand what's going on. But sometimes God got to open your eyes and let you understand that you ain't by yourself. Glory to God. And the Lord said, and the thing said that, you know, Jesus said, you know, when you were going through those dark times, you know, when you're going through no heavy time, you know, when you saw the only one footstep and it's saying, I was carrying you. Woo! Hallelujah. Every now and then, you know, when you're going through, God is carrying you. You might not have no strength. You might not have no ability to move on, but God picks you up. I have anybody ever experienced that? Picked you up. Woo! Glory to God. I don't mind the Lord picking me up every now and then. I don't mind the Lord helping me through my storm and my rain. I don't mind God allowing me to lean on him every now and then. Sometimes the weight of the world gets on my shoulder and I need a hiding place. And I know where I can run to. I can run to the rock. Woo! Glory to God. Sometimes I don't have no strength, and I learn how to draw strength from the Lord. Jesus, let me go on and leave you in the hands of the Lord. Glory to God. Jesus had many followers, and he handpicked 12 disciples, which he had his inner circle, and there are 12 disciples walked with him and talked with him and broke bread with him and with Jesus night in and night out. You know, we talked about that in the Sunday school lesson this morning. Glory to God. And over 3.5 years, Jesus shared with them many things that he did not share with the other followers. The disciples saw Jesus perform many miraculous miracles. They saw Jesus turn water into wine at the marriage feast. They saw Jesus open the blinded eye. They saw Jesus heal all manner of sickness and disease and call the lame to walk. Jesus cast out demons. They saw Jesus even cast out demons and tell the demon, you better shut up. That's what kind of God we serve, that is able to speak to the demon and then tell him to shut up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not only that, but the disciples saw Jesus walk on water. And not only that, he saw Jesus come the wind and the rain. And my God, they saw all of these wonderful and great things. Not only that, but they saw Jesus raise the dead. He didn't only raise Lazarus, but he raised a young man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This widow woman had only one son, and he had died. And the Bible said that he was coming into the village of Nain, and he saw the funeral procession in progress. And he had a little passion for the widow woman, because she was a widow woman and didn't have but one child. And you know, if the widow woman didn't have no man to protect them, the other folks can do anything to them. But God had compassion. Is there anybody in here that don't mind God having just a little bit of compassion for you? When you're going through your storm, when you're going through your rain, God is able to have just a little compassion. Oh, I said, Lord, have some compassion on me, because I believe. Glory to God. And the Bible said that when he saw the procession, the Bible said that Jesus came up to the casket and touched the casket. And when he touched the casket, they tell me that the people stopped. I don't know why they stopped, but they stopped. And when they stopped, Jesus said, son, get up from there. That's all Jesus said. He didn't have no whole long prayer. He didn't do all that wonderful and great thing. All he said was, son, get up from there. And when he said, get up from there, the Bible said that the son sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave the son back to his mother. Glory to God. And the people begin to praise and magnify the Lord. But yet they call him a prophet, but they didn't call him the Son of God. Glory to God, because they didn't know who they were dealing with. Glory to God. Every now and then, God would stop the procession and cause things to change in your life. You might be going one way, but God is able to turn that thing around and make it better. Woo, somebody said, God is able to make it better. Glory to God. They didn't really know who was working in their life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm finna move on and leave you in the hands of the Lord. After the first day of the week, Mary came to the grave and found the stone had been rolled away. Jesus revealed to Mary by calling her by her name and told her not to touch him and hold on to him, because he had not ascended to the Father. And Jesus told the woman to go back and tell the disciples. Now, these are the brothers that have been following Jesus for 3.5 years, seen all those wonderful things, but yet they was not believers. They did not believe, but I tell you this morning that I am. I need somebody to raise your hand and say, I am. I need somebody to shout, I am a believer. Woo! I'm not scared of the devil. I'm not scared of him. I can tell the whole world that I am a believer. Hallelujah. I am a believer. Thank you, God. I am a believer. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. He rose from the grave. They did not believe the woman. They did not believe the two men who walked and talked with Jesus on the way to the village of Emmaus. The Sunday school lesson tells us that Jesus came to them on the first time when they was only 10 disciples in the room, and Thomas was not in there at that time. And the door was closed, and they did not believe their eyes, nor did they believe their ears. They couldn't believe what they saw, and sometimes we can't believe what we hear or what we see, but God is able. Somebody say, God is able. God is able, glory to God. If you can only believe, if you can only believe, miracles, signs, and wonders can happen. But the problem with the saints of God, they can't believe sometimes, because sometimes it gets too dark for them and they can't see what God is trying to do for them. But if you can just trust God. If you can just trust God. Lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. He will. Somebody say he will. Somebody say it like you mean it this morning. Say he will direct your path. Don't be scared of the devil. Say he will. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto, Jesus was still some doubt in their heart. Jesus said unto them, do you have the food? And gave them, they gave him fish and honey. And Jesus wanted them to believe he was Jesus and not a ghost. Lord, I believe. The other disciples, therefore, said unto him, we have seen the Lord. They told Thomas, but he said unto them, except I see the handprint and see the piercing inside, I won't believe. And Jesus entered in just like he did the first time into the room. The door was closed. And Jesus entered into the room like he did the first time. And time he got in there, glory to God, he looked dead at Thomas. Woo, ain't that something? Ain't that something when God picked you out? That's something when God picked you out. And Jesus said to him, here, Thomas, look at my hands. Here, Thomas. Look at my side, because I don't want you not to believe. I need you to believe, Thomas, because I want this word to go forward, and it can't go forward if you can't believe. Now, somebody ought to know, the word of God cannot go forward in your life if you can't believe. The Lord can't bless you like he want to bless you if you can't believe. The Lord can't heal you like he want to heal you if you can't believe. The Lord can't strengthen you like he want to strengthen you if you can't believe. But if you can only believe, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I believe the Father raised Jesus from the grave through the power of the Holy Ghost after 3 days in the grave with all powers in his hand, both in heaven and in earth. I believe Jesus, the Son of God, now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me and you. Every time we fall short of the glory of God, Jesus is there on the Father's right hand, reminding his Father, said, Father, I died for them on Calvary. Father, they spit on me on Calvary. Father, they slapped me on Calvary. Hallelujah. They are under my blood. Glory to God. This remind me, I'm going to wrap this up, but this remind me of a story in the Bible in Luke 13 and